Only half of the school children that should have had their teeth screened by dentists got that check last year. That's according to the Irish Dental Association. And their incoming chair and Carlo dentist Caroline Robbins is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, how are you?
So, if only 50% of eligible school children got dental screening, is it accurate to say that means 100,000 plus kids missed out?
We know that to be true, and we probably believe that the figure is perhaps even higher, because of that 104 that were screened, that includes children that were missed from the previous year. So it's a very startling figure to be talking to you this morning in 2024 to say that 100,000 children plus missed out on their vital dental screening, which is, you know, a very important part of their oral health.
So what dental checks are school children supposed to get, and what's actually happening in reality?
Well, the scheme was devised where children would be screened in second, fourth and sixth class. These classes sort of coincide with important developmental stages in the children's development. Over the last 15 years between the reduction in staffing numbers, resources, COVID, we have seen that, you know, there is a depletion of the number of dentists in the public dental system available. The numbers of staff has decreased by 23%. So we have an increase in the children's population. So we have a vast chasm between the ability of the numbers that we have to provide the service and the numbers of children requiring the service. Ideally, we want to see the children as early as possible, but what we're seeing and we're finding is hearing from parents, that a lot of these first appointments are happening in sixth class or even in first year in secondary school. These children are 12 to 13, 14 years of age when they're getting their first appointment. Now, this isn't a really valiant effort on the dental's effort, the dentists in the public system, to get these children at least seen once before they leave the system. But if you backtrack, if I may, to when they are in second class, when your child is between 6 to 8 years of age, their first adult molars come into their mouths. Dental disease is completely preventable. And it is that moment in time at the beginning when we have that ability to protect those teeth, to prevent further problems and educate parents and children on how best to tool them going forward to look after their teeth, good snacks, healthy lunchbox options, help them to show parents how to help clean their children's teeth. We're missing a golden window. And dental decay is, once it happens, it's dentistry on that tooth the rest of his life. It's not like a broken arm. It never heals. It's a lifetime of work from there on in.
Now, the HSE admit, because you're saying this is down to a shortage of dentists, they point out they're having problems with recruiting community dentists. But they do say they've been making steady progress with 104,488 targeted assessments under the school and special needs programmes, an additional nearly 50,000 examinations for children under the emergency dental care programme. And they say the assessment data doesn't include the provision of dental treatment or preventive care following the dental examination. So what's the solution to the shortage of dentists and getting those checks happening for every school child in second class?
Well, as it currently stands, our dental schools in the country need significant investment and funding from the government to help increase capacity, to increase the number of dentists, hygienists, dental nurses, auxiliaries that they train every year. There's been no significant expansion or investment for decades into these schools. At the moment, over half of both schools, Cork and Dublin, have international students. These students come in, they pay a higher international fee, which makes up the deficit in the funding. These students naturally are going home at the end of their dental training. So we're training these students and we're losing half of them back out of the country once they graduate. So we have got an absolute deficit at point A of the numbers that we're going to see coming out. So if they could increase funding, decrease the reliance on international students, look at simple things like work permits. At the moment, the dental nurses and dental technicians are on the eligible list. You know, we'd like to see changed. You know, simple things like that. But we need to increase numbers of EU and E and Irish students that can go in and be trained and come out and work in the Irish population.
Caroline Robbins, dentist in Carlow and incoming chair of the Dentists General Practitioners Group. Thank you.